This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial's set correctly to USAPrepares.com. We're delighted you're here. We broadcast 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. And Nathan is engineering the broadcast. One of the things I'd love to be able to do, and I hope to be able to do it soon, is attend one of Nathan's performances. He's an accomplished musician. I'd love to see him on stage. He's engineered the broadcast many times for us over the years. Does an outstanding job. Today, Gwyneth Isaacs is with us, live from Australia. If you'd like to give us a call, 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. And if you'd like to take us with you as you travel, 605-477-3249. 605-477-3249. That's the listen line. Welcome, Gwyneth. Is Gwyneth with us?
I said it too early. Yeah. It's 2 a.m. in the morning here, and I've been awake for about 5 minutes. So I think I'm doing pretty well.
So, Gwyneth, it's great to hear your voice, and for those who are new to the broadcast, Gwyneth is off-grid, and she generates her own electricity, and she is a real farmer, and she's doing it the old-fashioned way. She's storing her water and raising her food, and it's a real, real challenge for those of us who are farmers. And it's delightful to have you share with us your insight, your experience, and, you know, things you've learned over the years. Gwyneth, what would you like to chat about today?
Okay. I probably didn't send you, the talking points.
Yeah.
I think that I was going to, and then something happened. I actually, to help fund the farm, I do tarot readings, and I work through a particular phone line, and I think the phone must have rung or something, and I didn't hit that button.
Well, Gwyneth, let's share with our broadcast class how we do this. When Gwyneth talks about talking points, what that means, class, is she will think about some of the things that she's ready to talk about. And she'll send me an email from Australia, and she'll say, here are the things that I would like to talk about. And in this case, and it's not a script. It's generally just a list of items that, we'd like to share. And I think about, as we get ready for the broadcast, prepare for the broadcast, days in advance, I think about the things that, in my experiences, that connect the dots with what Gwyneth would like to say. And that's how we do some of the broadcasts. Now, there are other broadcasts that on USA Prepares that we don't do that. And one of those is Dr. Norman Shealy. Dr. Norman Shealy finds out what we're going to talk about when we're on the air. That's when he finds out what's in my mind. Other than that, it's nice to have some kind of a, not even an outline, just bullet points, three words, per line, that kind of thing. So, Gwyneth, where are we going today?
Okay, where we're going today is, what happens when your government stops being your government? Okay? In Melbourne, they have a festival that had it for the last 50 or 60 years, every single year in Melbourne. Okay? And it's called Moomba. And what the Moomba Festival, that's M-O-O-M-B-A, what the Moomba Festival is it's a real old-fashioned type of city festival where you have a parade and you have dancing girls out the front and you have floats and you have, clowns walking alongside throwing out lollies and all of this sort of stuff that I'm sure you're not allowed to do under OH and S these days because somebody might choke on one of them. Every city once upon a time used to have these sorts of city festivals, right? You know what I mean, Vince.
Absolutely. When I lived in Virginia, we lived in a small town of about 500 people. And we had an annual parade, we had floats, and the farmers would have their wagons, and they would be displaying something on their wagons, and the Boy Scouts and the Girl Scouts would be there, and the cotillion would be there, the young girls who are learning dance would be there, and they'd all be dressed up in their whether they be costumes or uniforms or whatever, they'd be nicely dressed, and they would go down the main street in our little hamlet of 500 people. And yes, some would throw out, Jolly Rancher type candies, hard candies, and they just throw them from the wagon. So, yeah, and I miss that. I think that is something that is dying, at least in the United States. Other than the Macy's parade, other than that, I don't see many parades anymore where the village gets together and they all, line up along the sides and watch the event. You're absolutely right. And it's a part of history that I miss.
Yeah. Well, Melbourne is a city of about 3 million people. Okay, so to have a whole city of about 3 million people turn out and do this was really quite something. But you know what? The Moomba Festival has been endangered in recent years, starting this year and continuing, I'll say, starting last year, 2016, continuing this year. Every year when they have the Moomba Festival, it has been attacked. I think I've mentioned the Apex gangs before on this broadcast by gangs of thugs who turn this wonderful festive, they hold it usually on a weekend or a public holiday, or they make a public holiday. They've taken this and they have turned it into a riot, and they have started throwing things, punching people, setting things alight, and so on and so forth, okay? And then the blue team has to get involved, but you know something? They just happen to be there with their riot gear on the spot.
So let me see if I've got this right. They're expecting a riot. They're expecting violence.
There's never been a riot in over 5 decades of Moomba history. There's never been a riot.
Mm-hmm.
It's always been lots of fun. It's always been carnival rides at the end. Okay, in the park. It's been, in recent years, skateboard and BMX bike competition and this sort of thing, and amateur talent shows, and all of this sort of thing. There's never been a riot. Never, ever, ever, ever. Except for the last 2 years. last year, 2016, and this year.
Do you think it's? Do you think there are provocateurs who are inciting this? This kind of bad behavior?
I think there absolutely are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because it's just all a bit too convenient. And I was even looking last year, which was the first year when they, the young thugs really, you know, got going for the first time, of photos of this on the internet. And the police happened to be there in their riot gear. Now, how long does it take to get dressed up in one of these silly riot gear costumes? You know, was that their fancy dress for the day? It must take probably at least half an hour or an hour to properly put all that stupid stuff on. You know,
the
Perspex shields, the helmets, the bulletproof vests.
It's more than that. Think about the typical family that wants to get ready to go someplace. Let's say go shopping. Say, okay, ready? Let's go shopping. How long does it take to leave the house? Probably a half an hour.
Yeah.
Half hour to an hour, okay?
Or
everybody's
got
to go to the bathroom three times. Yeah, yeah. So here's the point that I'm trying to make. That now when you get a small army of people dressed in battle dress, I'm talking about looking like a SWAT team. I'm talking about the shin pads, the knee pads, the bullet-resistant vests, the arm pads, the billy clubs, the shields, the hat. You know, everybody's got to be dressed up uniformly, right? And they all have to get done so they can leave at the same time. So how long would that take? You're absolutely right. I'll bet you it takes an hour to get everybody lined up.
I'd say for the whole regiment...
Yeah.
You're probably looking at 5 or 6 hours of planning before then to get them all leaving on time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There's no way that they just happen to show up at that time with their riot shields and all their gear.
Mm-hmm. And they're given orders, as to at what level do they start pushing forward, at what level do they start taking their batons out, at what level do they take their tasers out, at what level do they start using tear gas, at what level do they start pulling their handguns or their semi-automatic rifles, at what level
don't forget the horses either.
Uh-huh, right.
Horses are
kind of intimidating if you're standing next to one. Yeah, especially a big horse.
That can be dangerous.
Absolutely.
They can kill
you. The horses, yes, they can, and trample you, and horses
especially
can get spooked.
Especially if they do that sweeping around maneuver that they do.
Mm-hmm.
They can sweep you underneath them and into their hooves, and then you're gone. You're finished.
Gwyneth Isaacs with us, live from Australia. We'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons.
Seasons Now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us, and you can contact her by going to USAPrepares.com, page number one. There's a link, and also you can go to the instructors tab at USAPrepares.com to get her contact information. Gwyneth, please continue. You're talking about the Moonba Festival, M-O-O-N-B-A, in Melbourne, where there are 3 million people. And it's gotten out of control in the last couple of years. What do you think is causing this?
Okay, well, basically it's come out in the press, the provocateur groups that are involved, and they are called the Apex Gang or the Apex Gangs. Now, most newspapers will not report anything about who the Apex Gang members are, what they're like, or anything other than to say that they are gangs of young people, including the young people that I've mentioned in previous broadcasts, rioting in the juvenile justice centres. Okay? Now, it turns out that these gangs of young people, because the Herald Sun newspaper has actually published this information. Now, the Herald Sun is Rupert's rag in Melbourne, okay? Remember that Rupert Murdoch is actually Australian, that his father was also Australian. His father's first paper was the Adelaide Advertiser. and the Herald Sun, or I think it was in that day the Sun Herald, was a very early acquisition of Rupert Murdoch, and he still owns it. Okay, so because he said it, I think I'm at liberty to say it, that it's actually the Sudanese gangs of young immigrants, okay, young Muslim immigrants that are causing this violence. And there are other parts of the gang that are Maori and Pacific Islander. Now, they're trying to say that the Maoris are, you know, causing a lot of the trouble as well. I kind of believe it, but I couldn't believe that they would be the ones who would start it, because I actually grew up among the Maori people in Rotorua in New Zealand. And they were some of the absolute loveliest people that you could possibly imagine. But, yes, they did have a warlike streak. I think that the Maoris are being used. I don't think that they're the ones who are instigating it, okay? And I think that the mothers of these Maori young people are out there somewhere, and they are extremely worried about their children. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's, you know, if you're going to arrest me, then go and arrest Rupert Murdoch as well for saying that, because he said it in his paper. I'm only re-reporting what I read on the Herald Sun's website, that it's Sudanese gangs, Muslim young people, and Maori young people. I actually like the Maori people. I don't know any Sudanese people, so I can't comment one way or the other on them. But I'm not against these people, but I'm saying that these are the people who are doing it. And the Sudanese, at any rate, have mostly come from immigrant, supposedly refugee families, whether they were or not. So they basically came to this country, but a lot of these immigrants, they're calling them refugees, 99% of them are military-aged men. And that's not good. That's a Trojan horse. Okay? I have not got any problem with you know, refugee immigration, but I do have a big problem with it being used as a Trojan horse to import a problematic population to disrupt the show and to destabilize a whole society. I have a definite problem with that.
And do you think that the idea behind this might be...
If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust. The Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Watch it. It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Keep it. God, you're
take my. When you go,
easy.
For 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Gwyneth is with us, and Gwyneth, you know, I was mentioning to our engineer Kyle off the air one of the things you said about the blue team, and I think it bears mentioning again if it's okay with you, and that
yeah.
is that the blue team has been known to ask for special consideration when some members of the blue team pull over young ladies and ladies.
Yep. Absolutely.
And it's like you can get out of this ticket if we just work out some kind of an arrangement. And what I'm talking about, class, well, why don't I just say it? sex. Isn't that what we're talking about?
Absolutely. I'm going to come around to your house later at midnight.
Is that how it goes?
Yeah, you know, you're going to spend all night drinking tea and playing chess. Yeah, right, whatever.
Mm-hmm. And so there's an implied threat there, right?
Yeah.
And then does it stop right there, Gwyneth? So one ticket equals one performance?
No. I'll tell you what. A very, very long time ago, my dad was a really, really wise guy, okay? He had studied global politics. He was from a blue blood family. His branch of the family had been cut off from the main family tree fairly ruthlessly, only probably about three generations or four generations before him. Okay, the family memory was strong, and one thing that he told me was, Jenny, that's, you know, my actual birth name, Gwyneth is the Scottish version of Jenny. He said, don't ever, 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 ever give in to blackmailers, okay, which means extortion. Never give in to extortion. It never stops at just one payment. No, never. And do you know something? I have applied that rule all through my life, and it has frustrated the daylights out of people who have tried to win it over me in a not very nice way all through my life, because that's a rule that I have. I never give in to extortion. I never give in to blackmail. And I believe that in previous years, the US government had a similar rule, which was that they did not talk to terrorist groups and they did not negotiate with hostage takers. It's the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, they negotiate until what I understand, they negotiate with hostage takers. However, they have that's to buy them time.
Until they can get the SWAT team ready.
That's correct. That's correct. And if a hostage taker is visible through a window, many times, yeah, that's correct.
Yeah.
That's correct. So, you know, the old story about D.B. Cooper hopping in and demanding an airplane and a lot of cash, and then that airplane being ready for him to take off and, you know, get to whatever his destination is. That doesn't happen anymore, as far as I know.
If there was an airplane waiting these days and it actually had the fuel in it, you can guarantee that there would be a remote control rig on the remote control of it, okay, which all aircraft have all these days anyway, and there would be somebody else on the other end of it steering it, and or some sort of explosive device on board timed to go off at a certain time when he was safely away from, you know, the people that were supposed to be, you know, released or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they would provide the aircraft, but they would have some contingency plan. Now,
sure.
Getting back to the police, okay, that is absolutely what they are doing around here, okay? I have been offered the deal myself, okay, by Sergeant Brad Hyatt, okay? And he has been investigated twice now by the Victorian Police Corruption Complaints Department. He's been demoted once. And as far as I can tell, he probably knows about the investigation anyway. I don't think it's confidential, but I know that it's ongoing because I have been asked to give evidence, and I have given evidence against Brad Hyatt. because he's a piece of work. And that is the cop that I took the quote from that I said to you earlier, I'm coming around to your house later. That's a direct quote from Brad Hyatt to me 4 years ago. And this is the same policeman that I believe has goods on every other cop in the area, okay, and possibly as far away as Corio, which is a couple of hundred kilometres away. This guy is a piece of work. He has been a school bully since he was in school. He graduated, because, and I know that, because a particular, I used to have a boyfriend and his son went to school with Brad, okay, recognized his name and said, that guy's a school bully. And I said, well, he's grown up and become a cop. I don't know how common that is, by the way, but I suspect it's more common than most police departments would like to recognize.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But, you know, this is something. He controls, even if he was fired, he would still have stuff that he could blackmail every single cop within about a 100-kilometre radius or 200-kilometre radius on. He knows them all because he's been a senior sergeant in charge of a station, okay? And it was a small country station, mind you. But you get to know the other gang members. Oh, sorry, police members. I was told that's what they call themselves. They call themselves members. They're not officers anymore. They're members. Okay? That's what they call each other. And it sort of, you know, fits in with the model that I've been forming on the inside of me, that this is just another gang. Okay?
Well, it's a sanctioned, it's a sanctioned.
Up the road. There have been no trouble whatsoever in the 4 years and in many years beforehand, before I lived here. They've never gone out and created a riot in the middle of town. They've never had a hijacking rig, you know, where they, you know, hijack people on the side of the road and, you know, prevent them from using their motor vehicles and threaten them with guns and all that sort of thing. The motorcycle club does not do that. They have their farm up on the hill and they go there and they have parties. That's what they do. And it's their land. If they want to have a party on their land, well, that's up to them. It's a big piece of land, and we hear the occasional doof, 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 doof of their music, and that's about all.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't matter, because they're obviously having fun. So, so there we go, you know? But the blue team is not like that. They have their party, and you know that someone's either going to get hurt or has just been hurt by them.
I was talking with a young person, and I mentioned to this young person that I thought that when things got bad, the police would just go home and spend time with their family. Okay, I'm talking about supply chain collapse, grid down. You know, some people expect them to preserve the peace and stop the pillaging.
Sorry.
And this young, well, you're right. This young person corrected me.
Yeah.
And this young person said, "No, Dad." So now you know who he was. He said, "No, Dad. no, they're going to be in business for themselves."
Yeah.
They're going to be in business for themselves.
Cool.
And that's what you're talking about. They already are in business for themselves. It's just not widely known.
Yeah.
And yeah. And you know,
and
evidence
they
goes missing.
They do have a competition.
They do.
As we mentioned last week.
Yeah, and they collect things. In the course of their businesses, they collect things. And the sheriff ends up with a room full of these collectibles. And one of the things that they do is if someone is stopped and they think that this person might have done something wrong, they will collect that person's handgun. If that person has a gun in his car or a gun on his person, just to keep everybody safe, that gun is removed and put in the evidence room. And pretty soon, we can't find it. We don't know where it is. We'll have to wait for Joe to come back because, you know, he's in charge of it. But Joe's not here today. And, you know, I think he'll be back next week. And you just are run ragged trying to get your property back. Yeah.
Yep.
And then what happens? Then what happens is after a while, the owners of the property just give up. And then there's a sheriff's sale. Then they have a sale. And it could be the annual...
Oh, there's the handgun.
Yeah, the annual property sale, personal property, where they have these large collection of guns that go on sale for other people to buy. So what happens is the sheriffs are stealing family property, in my opinion, and then they're turning it into cash, selling it to the village or anyone
that's
who's willing
fencing.
To buy it.
That's called fencing. It's yep. not
and
enclosing a paddock.
Yeah, we'll talk a little bit about
it's
this
a
when we let's talk about it when we come back.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth, we were talking about these fencing of guns and the sale of guns and confiscated property that ends up in the sheriff's property room. And I believe that this property, let's say it was in the possession of someone who was arrested, accused, and convicted of a crime. Well, that doesn't mean that, that handgun is the property of the county or of the sheriff. It's still the property of the family, in my opinion, and should be returned to the family.
Absolutely.
I don't think it's up for the sheriff to sell it and use those proceeds for buying more cartridges and weapons and handcuffs and, you know, and uniforms and
MRAPs.
Yeah, absolutely. MRAPs. Yeah. And Yes.
That's absolutely true what you're saying. On the topic of police, while I remember, okay, I think I mentioned previously on the broadcast that I had issued the Victoria Police with invoices for damages, okay, to the individual officers, including Brad Hyatt, but seven of his most prominent goons as well, okay? There were issued invoices of damages for $10,000 at least each. Some of the invoices were for considerably more, to be paid in 999 minted gold coin, Australian legal tender, okay? Now, I don't think they took me very seriously at the time, but there is a particular USA Prepares instructor, and he lives in New York. He is a lawyer in New York, and he has agreed to take this case and to pursue the damages. Okay? but I have to raise a retainer. He has reduced the retainer considerably, but I'm setting up a GoFundMe page, okay, to help to fund the retainer. By the way, a retainer is like payment in advance for a lawyer. Okay, he has considerably reduced his regular retainer for me, and because of the work that I do, and because of the work that Vincent does. Okay, he doesn't do this for everyone, but Victoria Police, you're on notice. Okay, that debt is collectible under the UCC code. Because you're a private corporation, I'm speaking to the Victoria Police here, because I'm 100% aware that they monitor every one of these broadcasts. You are on notice. You will be filed with documents in the, Circuit Court of the State of New York, and you will be required to answer them. Because otherwise you're going to be in big trouble. You're not going to be in big trouble with me. You're going to be in big trouble with whatever international debt collection agency decides to collect on this when it becomes a court decision, which it will, because this is an open and shut case. Because I had a cop, Brad Hyatt, come around. Yeah, actually, I was sleeping on the side of the road because I was exhausted. The police here advise you to pull over to the side of the road and have a sleep rather than slam your car into a neighbouring eucalyptus tree. You know? You're on notice. You are going to have that debt collected on, and the Victoria Police as well. $1 million to be paid in gold coin. 999 Australian legal tender.
I'm grinning from ear to ear because I know this attorney you're talking about. And he got wind that I was being attacked by another attorney. He showed up at that attorney's office and said, "Hey, wow, you guys have come a long way from your humble digs. And by the way, here's what we're going to be doing." You know what? That attorney backed down immediately. This is great news. I'm grinning from ear to ear. We'll be right back.
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brendan Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an Indy hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each Indy hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indy hammered knives. Custom knives made in America.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.